Full Cast Audio presents Nurk, the strange, surprising adventures of a somewhat brave shrew. By Ursula Vernon. Chapter 1.
Most adventures begin at home. You don't really want them to, but they do anyway.
From the Journal of Circa Aurelia Maxine Shrew. On the bank of a stream, on the edge of a forest, there lived a shrew named Nurcus Aurelius Alonzo Electron Maximilian Shrew, which is a hard thing for anyone to have to live with. Everyone called him Nurk. He was small and gray, and had small gray ears, and a small gray tail, and enormous white whiskers that spread out in a fan around his nose. He lived in a snug little house under the roots of a whistling willow tree, and every evening he would sit on his front step and watch the stream go rolling and roiling and rollicking by. More than anything, Nurk wanted to be like his grandmother Circa, the warrior shrew. Circa had been a fighter, a dishwasher, and a pirate queen, and he was very proud to be related to her. Her portrait hung in his front hallway, and it was the first thing anyone saw when they entered his house. Since the portrait showed her brandishing a severed head, this was a bit of a shock for first-time visitors, but Nurk's love for the portrait was undimmed. The problem was that he was...